You're listening to the Sound of Football podcast. A ride on the football fairground.
Which was better, Wayne Rooney's bicycle kick or Marco van Basten's for Ajax?
I'll go for van Basten just purely on account of the fact that he didn't insist on his salary being increased fivefold before he decided to do it.
He didn't have a bunch of rubes at Sky saying how brilliant he is and it's the end of the world. Nothing else is important beyond this.
God, the best goal ever scored. And it's the warmest of welcomes to you all once again for another edition of the Sound of Football podcast with me, Chris Oakley, and I'm delighted as ever to say that I'm joined by Terry DeFellin and Graham Sibley. Hello, chaps.
Hello. Hello.
The obligatory apology at the start of the programme, the fact that we weren't here last week, my fault this time it was. I made the fatal mistake of having a week's break in Devon where apparently Wi-Fi hasn't been in existence for some time. So, technological problems, but never mind, back again in association with Net Radio UK. You mustn't forget that. Get the plug in early on. So
yeah, did you realise you adopted a bit of a smashy kind of Dave Smash?
Not half.
Smashy and nicey kind of, in association with Net Radio UK.
There's no way of saying that at the start of the programme that doesn't sound like you're sort of presenting some kind of Radio Norfolk Through the Night programme, is there?
We do need a little jingle to go along with that. Radio Net UK.
we should probably at this point just say a big hello to all you truckers out there as well.
That's right.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Not half. Ah, dear. Right. Have pity on poor Terry, by the way. He's not feeling too well this week, so there we are. So if you hear any coughing, it's him. You can blame him.
Great. I can cough now. Now I'll blame it on him.
That's right. We'll all have a good cough. So we're back once again, and this week we are discussing those teams that are potentially in danger of getting sucked into the relegation dogfight, which actually, as things stand, is pretty much anyone in the bottom half of the table. You just cannot sort of pin down who it's going to be that's going down at the moment. Essentially, from as we're speaking at the moment, Stoke are playing, I've forgotten, who are they playing
West
tonight?
Brom.
West Brom. I think if Stoke win tonight, then they go up to 10th. But at the moment, it's anyone from 10th downwards that's covered by just 6 points. You've got the likes of Aston Villa in there, Blackburn, Blackpool have slipped somewhat, Birmingham City, new conquerors of Europe, of course, following their League Cup final win. So lots of teams involved. So what we're going to do, a bit like we did last season, around about this sort of time, is we're going to see if we can work out who may well be going down, and you might even get some kind of a prediction out of us in terms of the three teams that could go down. And knowing Graham, he'll probably get this right because he's just got that unerring kind of ability to predict events in the future. So let's have a look at some of the teams that could be going down. Starting off, at the moment, bottom of the table is Wigan, only adrift by a point. Now, to my mind, chaps, I mean, Wigan have been playing pretty well earlier on in the season. They've had their moments. I mean, not obviously very convincing, but I think they've sort of played well at times. Which players have Wigan got, do you think, that might help them stay up, or are they kind of doomed for relegation? Moving on to point two then on the agenda. Yeah.
I think they have got decent enough players. I mean, certainly Man United decided that they should target a few of them when they started playing them at the weekend. So I think, you know, you've got to look at Wigan and say, well, like, the reason they're at the bottom is because they've only won 5 games all season. And it's worrying. They're not scoring enough goals. And, you know, they have been roundly spanked quite a few times as well. Mm-hmm. That said, I mean, you can't look at a team that's managed by Martinez and not think, oh, yeah, you know, I'd like to see them sticking around a bit longer, actually.
I'm with Graham on that one. I'd like to see Wigan stay up because largely because of Martinez and because of what he's trying to do. Certainly, you know, Jamie McCarthy was Martinez suggested that McCarthy was being targeted by Manchester United in the game on at the weekend. And he also pointed out there, I mean, obviously there's the Rooney elbow, of which many podcasts will no doubt be reflecting on very heavily over the next few days. But there was also, Martinez suggested that there was a tackle by Scholes on him, 20 years old. And he's played quite a lot of the game, got quite a lot of games, and he certainly appears to be a great prospect. I think what's let them down somewhat is they signed Victor Moses last year. I think they were kind of expecting by now that he would have sort of got himself together and be scoring goals. Mm. He was certainly expected by anyone who'd seen him at Palace to be a potential England player. His career stalled somewhat. And I'm pretty certain that they would have been looking to him to help, you know, add to that goal tally and try and get them, you know, keep them in this division. You have to say, looking at them, that, you know, although they are a good team to look at, they don't seem to be terribly robust. And I think I'm not certain that they're good enough to stay up. But, you know, as you said at the top of the show, there's only 6 points between, you know, 20th and 10th. So, a couple of wins. It's just, can you see Wigan stringing two wins together? I'm not certain that they can. Mm. Next two games against Manchester City. They've got to go to Eastlands, and then Birmingham City come along. And so you've got a 6-pointer there. So,
and just after that, they've then got Tottenham and Chelsea, which doesn't exactly bode well.
Exactly. And then another 6-pointer against Blackburn. Mind you, again, given that half the teams in the league are in this, then almost every other game is going to be a 6-pointer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's only so much sort of credence that you can, only so many times you can say 6-pointer. I think that's the last time I'm going to say it, which is a bit depressing because we've got another half to go, and we're talking about a relegation issue. Yeah. You know. 6-pointer embargo.
I mean, they've undoubtedly got some decent players in the team. I mean, Chris Kirkland, not a bad goalkeeper.
Well, he's not playing, is he? Because they've got Al Habsi in goal, haven't they?
Al Habsi, who yes. I also read quite highly.
I think he's a very good goalkeeper. Yeah,
you know, Figueroa and Zogby, who's getting some rave reviews from time to time, and Roddy Yeager. But as you said, Terry, I think a little bit sort of, I don't know, looks a little bit weak, really, that squad.
And brittle.
I do wonder if maybe this is their time. They've sort of had their run in the Premier League. I don't know. They always seem to kind of pull it together and just about survive. So that's them. West Brom just above them in the table. And, of course, the thing with them is they had a terrific start under Roberto Di Matteo. But, of course, he's now gone. Roy Hodgson's in. They're playing at the moment, as I said. The last time I looked, they were 1-0 down. The longer it goes on, of course, the worse it'll get for Roy Hodgson personally, let alone the rest of the team. And West Brom, as we know, are a bit of a yo-yo side. So does that, you know, at a stroke, put them at the top of the list for potential candidates to go down? Have either of you two seen anything that makes you think, nope, they're staying up? But I suppose they've got to recapture that early season form, haven't they, really?
Yeah, there is that. I mean, I think they've showed they are a decent enough team. It's just, you know, they've forgotten how to play as well as they can, I think. Mm. And which you know, when you're second from bottom, you know, isn't how you want to be playing. I mean, like, much like, well, West Ham were at the beginning of the season, I think. You know, a few good individuals there that you could say, well, you know, they're doing really well. Why aren't they doing better than it looks like they're doing? But you know, it's another one of those sad tales. I mean, I think you've got to look is the fact that it's very rare that teams at the bottom of the table are still around the, like, 1 point a game margin. Mm. Usually, there's someone down at the bottom there that's like on about 15 points from their 28 games, There's only a very, very slim mathematical chance for them to remain up. But it's just not that way this year, is it, really?
No. Well, I think we said it before the season started, or it might have even been yourself, actually, Graham, saying that the number of points you're going to need to stay up this season is probably going to be quite high, and it's certainly sort of panning out that way. I mean, as a West Ham supporter, I'm kind of looking at this as like, you know, we need at least 40 points.
Yeah, I think so. I think you could see a team go down with 41, 42 points this year, I think. Which, you know, it's really quite high for the Premier League. So,
indeed.
But you've got to look at some of those teams down there, like a team like West Brom, and think, right, okay, let's say they're going to lose today. You've got to get 14 points out of the next 10 games. Mm. And you thought, well, actually,
yeah, it's a big ask, as they say. I mean, if I can just indulge for a moment just to talk about my team, West Ham, and their part in all this. I mean, they had a terrific win yesterday, 3-1 over Liverpool at home.
And a good win as well. They played really well. Demba Ba looks like he's settled in quite well there, doesn't he? And of course,
absolutely.
Sir Scott Parker helped himself there, didn't he? So
indeed.
Yeah,
I can at least tell my grandchildren, before I pop off, that I've seen West Ham beat Liverpool. It doesn't happen very often these days. But as you say, I remember talking to you, Terry, only a few weeks ago when West Ham had just signed Demba Ba, and I was sort of thinking, my knowledge of German football isn't quite what it should be, but I remember thinking, is he the one that used to do quite well in German football? When I asked you, is he any good? And you said yes, and I thought, right, that's tallied up with what I thought. And sure enough, he's just coming on. He's looking like a terrific prospect. Add to that, you've then got this practically a new player, although he's only just played his first game in the last week ago, which is Thomas Hitzlsperger, someone else I was very optimistic about, given how well he used to play when he was at Aston Villa. And his long-range shooting ability, of course, is well-renowned. And he's also flying. And at last, I'm now starting to see some sort of reasons for optimism at West Ham. Up until only a few weeks ago, they just looked really... quite sort of, the technical level amongst the players throughout the squad just looked really sort of quite poor. But now we're seeing, especially after the last transfer window in January, we've now got some players coming in that are looking like they could actually get us off and away from the bottom of the table. I'm not suggesting there's going to be anything majorly dramatic here. Like, I think Avran Grant rather optimistically said we could even finish 10th. It's so close in the bottom of the table. I think that's, frankly, kidding himself.
Well, but he's not wrong.
Statistically.
In that they can, whether they will or not, is less certain. Certainly, by the way that they played against Liverpool.
Yeah.
That is not a team that is that looks like it's going to get relegated. I completely agree. I thought when about Hitzlsperger, when they signed Hitzlsperger, I was deeply impressed that they've managed to get a player of such a calibre. I can only assume that he probably wanted to return to England. And he won a championship with Stuttgart in 2008-2007, relatively recently. He's a fine player, not a regular international these days, but people know him from Villa, and he's very popular with Villa players. But a fine player.
Didn't he go back to Germany to get back into the German team for the European Championship? Was it? I think
it was indeed. Yeah, that's right. He you're quite right. He wanted to go back, and he went back, and he won a championship. Mm. And I believe he did get selected for that squad, although I don't actually recall, but I'm pretty certain that he did. And then obviously since then, a few things have happened at Stuttgart, which aren't too good. The 2010 World Cup came and went, and maybe he thought, I'd like to come back to England. And it's to West Ham's benefit, considerable benefit, that they managed to get his signature.
Yeah.
The other Bundesliga player that they've got there, obviously Demba Ba, which we just talked about, no surprise whatsoever that he's settled in. The only question would be how long it would take him and to start scoring goals. And fortunately for West Ham, it's almost been no time at all.
Mm. I was quite sort of intrigued by the fact that Stoke very nearly signed him, and he failed the medical there, and sort of thought, oh, okay. And then when it emerged that West Ham was still intent on giving him a tryout, I thought, oh, we're not going to buy another croc, are we? But certainly the way things are at the moment, that doesn't seem to be
I have no idea what that's all about, I've got to be honest. I don't know what that's all about, but hopefully it won't be. You could argue that even if it only turns out that he's a half season wonder, then if it keeps it West Ham in the Premier League, then it's worth taking the risk.
Yeah, I think he's exactly the sort of signing that David Gould and David Sullivan have been looking for in recent times, as someone who can just sort of make an instant impact, even if, as you say, it's only sort of short-lived. But I had West Ham down pretty much as definitely on the road to relegation up until recently. I'm now rather more optimistic, and they might just stay up. However, just above them in the table is Wolves, and I think they've been absolutely terrific this season. They've really played, when West Ham were at the sort of playing at their worst, I was watching Wolves week in, week out, and thinking that's how you should be playing. Even if you are down near the bottom of the table, they seem to be showing so much spirit, and they've been stringing together a few good results. So I'm still surprised that they're as low as 17th as they are at the moment, and I don't think they'll be going down. Any thoughts on Wolves?
Yes, I think Wolves will be fine. I think they'll make it in the end. Just looking at their most recent results, they've only lost once in the last four. That was to Arsenal. They beat Manchester United. They'd drew that difficult game with West Brom, the big Black Country derby, and they hammered Blackpool.
Yeah.
They're in good shape, and I suspect that that they are, you know, that they're probably going to be able to turn it around. They've got some difficult, tricky fixtures. Catching Tottenham at the right time because of all this Champions League farrago, if I can call it that. but I think that they're, I agree with you, I think they're a decent side and they look pretty good.
Yeah, okay, well, I mean, there's one team that has suddenly appeared in this relegation battle that up until not so long ago were actually doing pretty well by their own standards, and that's Blackpool. Quite disappointing in many ways, seeing them, you know, having dropped so low, having done so well at the start of the season. But I guess it wasn't entirely a surprise. If you sort of go back to our archives at the start of the season, Graham, we were pretty much all sort of saying, yes, we hope they do well, but we've got a feeling that they may end up sort of dragged into the battle at the bottom. And of course, that's now where they're going. Is it all going to end in tears for Blackpool, do you think?
I think it probably will do, actually, sadly enough. I think it's... I think Blackpool, if they may escape by the skin of their teeth, they could do a Hull, I think. You know, when because like if you remember when Hull came up, they had a fabulous first half of the season and got some very very famous wins. They went to the Emirates and won. But by the time January came around, they were dead in their feet. They couldn't move. They were absolutely spent. And it was only on the last day of the season when they actually survived, wasn't it? Of course, you know, Phil Brown singing on the pitch and the rest of his. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I'm just filled now with a horrific thought of Ian Holloway singing on the pitch, but
in a broad West Country accent.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, it's Sky will probably insist on it, I'm sure. unfortunately, I do think that it could go a bit pear shaped for them. They're not getting as many points as they need at home. They're certainly not getting any points away at the moment. Although I think they have sort of come through the whole sort of like Charlie Adam bit with the transfer window and everything like that.
With Blackpool, the situation is they're at a point, I think, where they've got the kind of points where they're at 32 points, aren't they? So they will probably feel that if they could get a couple of wins in the next few games, then it'll really will take the pressure off and probably help them a lot. The only thing is, I've just been having a look at their record. They've only won two games in the last 12 fixtures. They've got Chelsea next, and they could conceivably get caned in that game, I think Graham's summation is perhaps correct. The other thing is that, interestingly enough, it was Hull survived that year, and they were playing Manchester United, who fielded not for the first time at the last game of the season a weakened side, because they had other fish to fry. Now, Blackpool are playing Manchester United, although this is at Old Trafford on the last game of the season. So if they could get 6 points, scare up 6 points from somewhere, and maybe just pick up some points, a couple of points on the road, they might go into a position where they might still be looking to stay up at the last game of the season, and then of course they're playing United, and at that point I think that's it. If United have won the title by then. Then, irrespective of whether United have got something to do at the end of the season, like go to a cup final, Ferguson may well give his youngsters the run out, because I don't think he'll give two monkeys about you know, the relegation fight, because he'll say, well, that's someone else's problem.
Yeah.
And obviously he's not going to get fired by the Premier League for doing it, because the Premier League is massively biased towards the bigger clubs in that respect. So, I think that there's a strong possibility that Blackpool may by the skin of their teeth turn it round. But I think if you were to go down the bookies and put money on a relegation three, then I think you'd have to look at the numbers and say that Blackpool will be in that bottom three.
Mm. Yeah, it pains me to say it. I think you're absolutely right with that. I mean, among the other teams near the bottom that are possibly in danger of going down, we shouldn't discount Birmingham City either. Although, to be honest, they're the kind of least worst of a bad bunch, really. And of course, they've already had one success, as we mentioned earlier on. They won the League Cup final only yesterday, which I won't go into too much detail, Graham, just in case it, you know, reopens any old wounds. But Birmingham have done well at times, and they have got some genuinely good players. I would say a better standard of players overall than a lot of the other teams down near the bottom. Everyone always gravitates towards the likes of, you know, Zigic and so on. You know, Lee Bowyer is certainly a player I'm more familiar with as an ex-West Ham player and so on and so forth. Is it possible, is it likely even, that this whole kind of League Cup campaign may have weakened them to any detriment, you know, to any extent where they might end up getting sucked down near the bottom there, Terry?
I think it's happened, isn't it? Because they are where they are. But I mean, if you look at their form, they're in good form. I mean, you know, they've only lost one game in, you know, since for some time, to be honest with you, since mid January.
Twelve games to go.
Yeah, they've just had FA Cup, they've had League Cups, and it's kind of sort of dragged them down a little bit. They've got two games in hand, haven't they? I mean, I think they're perfectly capable of winning those two games, to be honest.
I don't think they're going to be allowed to lose their focus about where they are. I mean, like, they know where they are in the table, and they are good enough to get out of it. So, much as it pains me, because I'd love to see them go down with that.
Only now, or is that something you've harboured for a long time?
Something I've harboured for a long time.
The thing about them is that they lost the last Premier League game. They lost at home to Newcastle, but prior to that, they'd been in unbeaten all the way back to when they lost to Manchester United in January. So I think they're in a slightly false position as a consequence of that, with those two games in hand. I don't think anybody here is particularly... I mean, to an extent, I think our good friend Chris Knees perhaps had something to do with that. But there's just something about Birmingham that... that doesn't engender a great deal of affection, in my opinion. I wouldn't personally shed a tear if they were relegated. But then, you know, hey, Birmingham Fizzy fans will not care. They're almost certainly going to be in the Premier League next season, and they're going to be in Europe next season because they've got a nice shiny silver trophy. So they'll say, well, to hell with you. To hell with you, the Sound of Football. What do you know?
Yeah, y'all boo.
And they'd have a very good point.
They would be right.
Yes, it wouldn't be the first person to say that. Yeah. So, I mean, and then that just leaves the teams that are lingering sort of just below mid-table, of which, I'm going to sort of pull one name out of the hat specifically, and that's Everton, who, again, until very recently, I just thought, wow, they're really playing very, very poorly. And certainly a lot of other people on other podcasts and in newspapers and God knows what else were sort of saying, this could be the one where Everton finally lose their way and could drop down into the Championship. But here they are, they're in 10th place at the moment, they're on terrific form at the moment. They've got the likes of, is it Jack Rodwell, I think, coming back, and it's all suddenly looking rather rosier than it was.
I think Everton have done, I mean, like, you could say the same about Aston Villa. I mean, like, 2 weeks ago, you were looking at them thinking, well, look at that position they're in, and then all of a sudden they're unbeaten in four, they've not exactly turned it round yet, but they've certainly climbed up the table, and that's just, you know, a sign of how close it is down there. One team that isn't actually in this area that we were talking about is Sunderland, and they're going through a very sticky patch at the moment,
isn't it? Yeah,
yes. And yeah, third worst form out the if you look at the last six games, yes.
And you sort of think, given how close it is down there, you know, if they don't, and also as well Bolton as well. I mean, Bolton were you know, nudging around just underneath the Europa League spots recently, and now they've fallen down in there as well. So it's,
well, they are only 2 points two places beneath the Europa League spot, but crucially they are on 37 points.
But with Liverpool playing so indifferently, I'd say there's still a standard chance of getting it.
None of those teams really want to go on any kind of unpleasant or losing run. The kind that Sunderland are in. Sunderland are just sort of, they've got their head above the parrot, you know, just above water to an extent. But they keep losing, and then suddenly they can find themselves down in all of that. They could, you know, a few, 2 or 3 weeks later, it could all be very different for him.
Well, you know, Steve Bruce made the fatal mistake, of course, of signing a contract extension. I mean, that's the last thing you want to do if you're in a position like that. It's just, you know, that's just, that's the kind of jinx you can well do.
Yeah, yeah, really. Steve.
It's a kind of winning the Manager of the Month award jinx.
Yes,
Steve Bruce can never avoid one of those, can he? He's like, you know, he always loves a contract he can break, can't he?
Yeah, he's always set an awful lot of store in his contracts, Steve Bruce.
There, as I say, there are other teams sort of involved in the sort of supposedly in the relegation dogfight, in as much as that they're in the bottom half of the table. But as we've mentioned before, the likes of Stoke, Aston Villa, you know, doing pretty well, thank you very much, and Birmingham too. So I think it's probably time we should have a go at making a prediction of our three that we think at this stage of the season will go down. Anyone want to go first, or shall I have first?
You can go first.
All right, I'm going to say Wigan, although probably not. Although they're bottom at the moment, I don't think they'll finish bottom. I think they might finish third from bottom. I'll have Blackpool, though it pains me to say it. And I really don't want to say this, but I've got a feeling that West Ham, if they can't keep up their form, will be in danger of going down. It seems I didn't foresee this coming, but putting my kind of, you know, reasoned head on, I just sort of think, you know, yes, they're doing well at the moment, but this is a very rare spell that they've been playing well, and I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't last that long. So
Saying that West Ham are going to be relegated? That's your prediction?
Well, if for no other reason than the other teams I'm looking at, the likes of, you know, Birmingham, Wolves and so on, are actually sort of better teams than West Ham. So I hope not, but I'll take West Ham, Blackpool and Wigan.
You think West Brom are going to stay up?
West Ham, Wigan and Blackpool. Sorry, that's what I meant. What am I talking about?
No. That's what you said. That is what you said. I'm just
West Ham, Blackpool, Wigan. Yes. Okay. That pains me to say it.
Mm.
Next.
Well, I'm going to say that West Brom are going to go down. Mm-hmm. I think Roy's going to have a pretty awful year, actually, and I think he's going to take the baggage down. I think they're going to be joined by Blackpool as well. I don't think there's going to be any last day salvation for Ian Holloway. And
or singing.
I think they're going to be joined by Blackburn Rovers.
Blackburn Rovers, here we go. Well, you said that at the beginning of the season, though, didn't you?
Yes.
So you're not changing your prediction in that respect.
Mm. So that leaves you now, then, Terry.
So typical, bloody typical, Sigley. You pick one of the teams that we pointedly have not talked about in this podcast to be the ones to be relegated.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Pulling the rug from under our feet. Yeah.
It's the little twists at the end that make the Sound of Football the podcast that it is.
just for that. Podcast of the year. For that, you can now spend the next couple of minutes explaining why you think Blackburn Rovers are going to be relegated.
Because you can't, they're can you? Rubbish at the moment. That's why.
Yes.
Right. Ah, okay. You're not just satisfied with that sweeping statement.
No. I require expect. Okay. All right. No. Well, let's look at Blackburn Rovers.
In their last four games, they've got 1 point. They are plummeting at the moment.
Five games. Yeah. Oh no, they're not counting the cup game because they lost. They got knocked out of the cup.
And I don't see them actually getting any better. So I think they're just going to fall into the mire, and I don't think they're going to be able to get themselves out.
I think they've made some poor decisions in the transfer market as well, bringing some players that I don't think necessarily have the appetite for what they're trying to do. I know there's a lot of. I think that there's a strong possibility that what will happen is right, but then that's not terribly controversial. They are, after all, only 4 points off a relegation spot. So, however, having said that, my personal view, I don't think Wigan are good enough to stay in this division, and I agree with Graham about West Bromwich Albion. Sadly, I think it's going to be a season horribilis for Roy Hodgson, and he's going to take them down. I don't think this whole "oh, well, he did it for Fulham" thing is going to work. I think he did it once at Fulham by the very, very finest of margins as well. It mustn't be forgotten, and I don't know whether or not they've got enough time. I think West Ham United are better than West Brom and Wigan.
I agreed and then didn't wait for the end of the sentence. Sorry.
I think they're better than Blackpool as well. Mm. And I think that Blackpool are going to be relegated.
Mm. Season horribilis, presumably, in the case of Roy Hodgson.
Yeah.
Sorry to be pedantic, but there we are. These things have to be said.
They do indeed, he said.
So let's take a let's have a pot shot at the poor man with a speech impediment. There we go.
I don't think he has a speech impediment. I just think he's just spent most of his life outside of the UK speaking other languages, and I think he's just developed.
And comes from Croydon. Sort of,
he comes from Croydon.
We don't talk proper in Croydon.
Indeed. We all sound that in Croydon.
At last, I get to see the true, get to hear the true Terry DeFillon.
There we are. Excuse me.
All right, excellent. Well, there we are. We've made our predictions. Don't hold them against us. It could all go horribly wrong, of course, between now and the end of the season.
Yeah, so please try to remember that this is not what's going to happen. This is opinion. The whole thing will be decided by men playing football on some piece of grass. So, you know.
Well,
don't panic if your team is in our predictions.
Graham's predictions have probably come true. They always come true.
Well, he is after all the octopus, isn't he?
What actually happens is I make a lot of predictions, but the ones that come right, I tell everybody about, and I tell everybody about lots and lots and lots. You see, all the ones that get wrong, I just forget to tell everyone about.
What we need to do is record your predictions in some kind of weekly podcast and play
them. Yeah, people want to listen to that though.
You'd be surprised. Anyway, there we are. I think we need to wrap things up for this week. But thanks very much, gents, for your company as ever. And indeed, thank you to you for listening in. We hope you will join us again next week. Don't forget, you can get in contact with us at all the usual places, Twitter and Facebook. All the details coming up at the end. But for now, thanks very much indeed. Once again, join us again next week for another Sound of Football podcast. For now, from myself, Terry and Graham, it's goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. You can contact The Sound of Football via our Facebook page at facebook.com/soundoffootball, or we're also available on Twitter at twitter.com/soundoffootball.